give up on sex. Don't give up on birth control either. There are more methods than you think. Visit Bedsider.org to compare all the choices and put the bogus myths to bed at Bedsider.org. But we got options tonight. Brought to you by Bedsider and the Ad Council. Bedsider.org.
All right, you kids take that into consideration because sex is bad, you know?
By the way, if you listen to the lyrics, I actually wrote that song about Polly and I back at Fells Acres Daycare in 76.
Which is sad because a lot of people don't even know what that is.
No,
which is good.
Some of you older folks will. Not you teenagers.
Yeah, we both went to Fells Acres with Tookie.
We met in the magic room.
It's a magic room.
Right, Google it, kids.
Don't Google it. You might see pictures of me and Chris. There's, you know.
There's worse ones than us in the magic room, my friend.
Anyways, welcome back to the big show, kids. 3 o'clock, 301, whatever you want to say, whatever we want to call it.
301, we're all friends.
To the Giddy Up here on 91.5 WMFO here in the beautiful, lovely peekaboo state of Medford, Boston. Is 54 degrees. And we're just chilling out. Hopefully you guys are getting a little giggle from us or whatever, you know. And
and go see your doctor for penicillin after you get the little giggle from us.
Absolutely have to, because you guys want to...
We don't even know where we've been.
You guys want to... chime in. You can at 617-627-3800. Absolutely. And if you want to hear a song, same thing. Or you could hit me on our Facebook, or me and Chris.
Yeah, hit me page up if you have. If you're friends with me, if you're enemies,
right.
Either.
Polly Brandt or Chris Ridgeway or the Giddy Up, because we are constantly monitoring that Facebook, aren't we? Not at all.
Anyway, look at me. Do I look like I'm monitoring anything now?
Just test me if you guys want to hear something. But great rock and roll.
I couldn't be more relaxed.
That's what the show's about. Hey, by the way, today is, I have to do this because I love doing it every week. You know how everybody does the national days? It's national day.
It's national.
You have to. I self-proclaimed it National Hangover Day.
Very good.
Well. And also, from the interwebs, it is actually National Awkward Moment Day, which is perfect for this program. Supreme Sacrifice Day, which is another one that's perfect for this show. Oatmeal Cookie Day.
Oh.
I want some oatmeal cookies.
He's a great blues artist. Oatmeal Cookie Day.
And last but not least, it is National Sloppy Joe Day.
Oh, come on.
I don't know how that happened.
Oh, my God, it's Lent. We can't eat a Sloppy Joe today.
It's still Lent. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Maybe a Sloppy Joe. Who did that?
Well... Navy beans.
Sloppy Joe, slop, sloppy Joe, slop, sloppy Joe.
All right, so all you heathens out there, eat some sloppy Joe and tater tots today. All right. That's enough of Adam Sandler.
Yeah, but you know, if you're really going to see the visual with Chris Farley doing the dance.
No, you have to. I was watching
brilliant.
The video as we spoke.
Oh, that is what makes that, that made that skit.
All right. Christopher, you ready to do some silly news?
No, I'm a serious journalist. Well, I am a serious journalist, my friend.
Oh, okay.
I research these stories.
Unfortunately, we do not do any serious journalism on this program. It's all silly. So you might want to reroute your
You mean you might want to rethink this whole thing that I've been doing?
Yeah.
All right. So it looks like that we have a little bit of an issue with a childhood favorite of ours.
Oh,
the Muppets. Paul, if you can pop me up on
who?
The Muppets on number 2.
Oh, The Muppets. Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, hey now.
You kids know this song as children. You loved it as adults. But did you know that the Muppet song is actually from a porn movie?
Giddy up.
That's not the name of the porn movie.
Oh, that was the name of the porn movie?
No, it was
excellent.
Not. We all know it. You loved it as a child. But did you know the iconic yet slightly irritating Muppet Show theme song didn't originate with Jim Henson's Puppet Phil TV show?
Really?
No. The song was written by Piero... I'm going to butcher his name. Umilani, and made its first appearance in the 1968 film Infenio e Paradiso.
What the heck does that mean?
Well, if
does that mean heaven and hell?
Oh my God, your Swedish is spot on today.
How did I become Swedish all of a sudden?
I don't know. I think, you know.
I have no idea.
I think it's when you were hooked on phonics.
Am I the only one getting a boner right now? Kind of messed up, but am I the only one getting a boner right now?
Apparently.
So, the film is from a softcore mondo, a Swedish term for exploitation documentary. A movie genre in which softcore pornography is dressed up as a documentary to give it a faint air of respectability.
Wow.
They are brilliant over there.
Oh my God, Jim Henson, he was a genius.
First the sob, but now softcore porn as a documentary. Wow.
Did you say Sav?
Sav.
Oh.
Sav. The soundtrack, soundtrack has seen some 50 minutes in the film, which shows contraceptives for teens, lesbian nightclub. For teen girls, lesbian nightclub, wife swapping, porn movies, biker gangs, and get this, Walpurgis night celebration. I don't know what Walpurgis night is. It also examines Swedish purported drug, drinking, and suicide problems. There's even to be use of the song even more offensive to Muppet fans, and then it appears in the dodgy Swedish
great
film flick.
Now I'm going to have Swedish meatballs for supper tonight.
Yep. So, once again, as you remember as a child, your memories are tainted.
Hey, all my memories are tainted. Are you kidding me?
Once you've been in the magic room, you can't go back. That's
what I'm saying. We've been in the magic room, brother. All our childhood memories are big time tainted. And if you don't know what it is, don't look it up.
No, but actually, Paul and I are writing a made-for-lifetime movie.
Yes.
About our magic room adventures.
Chris and Polly versus Tookie.
We will be playing ourselves in this movie.
It'll be bigger than the OJ.
Yep. By the way, breaking news. Do you know who's playing Tookie?
Who?
Pauly Shore.
That makes sense.
Hey, dude. Pauly Shore. You want to see some magic? Wheeze.
Wheeze. Oh, my God.
Pauly B and Pauly Shore, the first time ever. It's kind of like when De Niro and Pacino were together in Heat. It's the two Paulies together in this movie. Brilliant. Brilliant casting. Hey, Wheeze. You want to put my flower?
Oh, God.
Okay. More news. Hey, you know that noted university in Connecticut called Yale?
Yale.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe you want to go to Harvard or Tufts instead. Go to a Tufts-educated doctor because a Yale surgeon removed wrong body part from patient. Lawsuit to follow. A 60-year-old Milford resident, hey. Deborah Craven. By the way, she married a gentleman by the name of Richard Cox, so now she's Deborah Craven Cox.
No, sir.
Yeah, that's what happened. I was meeting you. By the way, you're DJing the wedding next week. Get your stacks of wax out, brother.
Stacks of wax. Craven Cox, huh?
Yeah. Okay. Deborah Craven. Well...
Deborah Craven Cox.
Right now, she's just Deborah Craven,
it sounds
but next
like a
week.
60s porno.
She'll be Craven Cox when she marries Mr.
I gotcha.
Cox.
I gotcha.
Yes.
Right. So yes. Maybe she should join the Muppet Show. Apparently, right?
Well, this Milford resident checked into the Yale New Haven Medical Center to have portions of a potentially cancerous rib removed. But when she awoke after the surgery, the doctors discovered they operated on the wrong rib. And in her Craven claims they lied to her and tried to cover up the mistake and rushed her back into the surgery to correct it.
What do you mean? That's the right rib. Can you see the rib? I don't know.
So the doctors removed her seventh rib.
I hate that rib removal.
It's so painful. So after the rib was removed, I guess it was slow cooked at 200 degrees for 8 hours, and the meat just fell off the bone.
All right, go to Floramos.
By the way, this is brought to you by Tommy Floramos, where the meat falls off the bone. As a result, Craven has suffered serious, painful, and permanent injuries because of the two surgeries and the failure of the defendants and or their... servants, agents, apparent agents, contractors, joint ventures, principals, and or employees. Oh my God, can you name more people in this? According to the lawsuit. When we reached out, the Giddy Up reached out to the Yale New Haven Hospital for comment Thursday afternoon. That's right. We have not heard back.
We have not.
Once we get something on record, the Giddy Up news team will bring you up to date. Once again, we are awaiting comments.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And because we are hard-hitting journalists here at the Giddy Up.
Yes, exactly. So once again, if anyone from Yale New Haven Hospital, if you can call us at 617-627-3800 for comments, we are here waiting for you.
All right.
Yeah.
So that's almost like a PSA.
No, it is. You know, whatever you do. Remember, make sure you... Take me
home tonight. That's right.
Oh, man. So,
You want to do another story?
Yeah,
or
we'll do one more
take
story.
Take a break?
Okay. Yeah, we'll do the last story of the day. So, hey, remember when you were a young kid and you used to go to church and you used to put money in the collection plate?
No.
Remember when you were a young kid, used to go to church and used to take money out of the collection plate?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And then give it to a guy across the street to buy you beer? Well, this is what happens when you take money out of the collection plate. State police in Columbia County, I believe that's in South Carolina, say they nabbed a very unlikely thief, a religious sister.
Oh, thou shalt not steal.
Is it Whoopi Goldberg and Sister Act? I'm just wondering.
I would imagine. Didn't she steal a car in that movie?
No, but she sure stole some scenes. Go, Whoopi.
Oh, God.
Troopers tracked the... I'm going to just put a pause button on the story. Sam Kennison had the best line about Whoopi Goldberg's career as a comedian. Yeah. He said, America, for once, got together and decided to be nice to somebody. That is why Whoopi Goldberg is famous.
That makes sense.
It really is. Let's just be nice once, just one day. So workers at the surplus outlet near Berwick say she stole $23 worth of food and toiletries from the business. They say the crime was caught on camera in the store surveillance. This is a great name. Zane Kishbach, a manager at surplus outlet. Yeah, Mr. Kishbach, would you like to comment? Pointed out as what is believed to be a woman shoplifting from the store. The surveillance video was taking around 3:45 p.m. Monday. Another customer came in on aisle 5, says, I'm not sure what I'm seeing, but I think a woman is stealing and she already left the store.
She's got a habit.
Oh, she's... a nest of habits.
She has a habit.
State police... They tracked down the license. State police said the car was owned by the religious sister.
You all right, buddy?
No!
You weren't expecting that, were you?
I'm a serious newsman. You can't be doing this to me. Once again, you're listening to two idiots giggling for 2 hours. So state police said that the car was owned by religious sisters at St. Cyril's and Methodist Convent. The big surprise came when the trooper said the thief was Sister Agnes Panino, 76, who lives at the convent. State police said they interviewed Panino and say she is of sound mind. She's charged with summary offense. If she pleads guilty, she will have to pay a fine. Maybe she'll go to confession. I don't know.
Well... Well, thank you, Chris, for that silly news.
Yeah. Once again, do you remember that movie Nuns on the Run in the, like, the 80s? I just thought of that.
Were they a gang?
Yeah, I think it was like a bunch of guys with dressed rulers up as nuns, and they were on the run. So,
all right, kids.
She's going to go to hell, I tell ya. She's going to hell with that stealing. Wait till Father Gallagher gets a hold of her.
Gallagher, yeah.
At St. James on the Fells Way.
Something we should know? Never mind. Anyways, boys and girls, 3:15 in the afternoon. We hope you're enjoying yourself on this Hair of the Dog show that we are providing for you. And hopefully it's easing your way into the weekend, because I tell you, if you went out last night, you're probably hurting today and can't wait to get out of work. So anyways, we're going to play a couple tunages, and this one goes out to Sister Mary, what's her name?
Sister Mary Elephant.
Penigy?
Panino.
Panino. Panino!
I had one for lunch.
Okay. What are we listening to, Chris?
You're listening to The Giddy Up on WMFO, Medford, Boston.
All right. This goes out to the Penny Nun. Giddy up.
Joe and Bobby Sue, two young lovers with nothing better to do. They'd sit around the house, get high and watch a tune. And here's what happened when they decided to cut loose. They headed down to Old El Paso. I swear they ran into a great big hassle. Billy Joe shot a man. Bobby Sue took the money and run. Go on, take 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 the money and run. Billy Mac is a detective down in Texas.
WMFO Medford.
And would you cry if I told you that I lied? And would you say goodbye? Or would you let it ride?
Puppy monkey baby. 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 Puppy monkey baby.
Excuse me for that outburst.
Welcome back to the show, kids.
Somebody got paid for doing that.
3:23 in the afternoon.
They get paid for that. We should be getting paid for this.
The Giddy Up is brought to you by Mountain Dew and Summer's Eve Douche. So we might as well play some of their commercials. All right, Chris. Anyways, kids.
I was expecting to be hit with a douche today.
Why? Well, you weren't hit with one. You weren't hit with one. You just brought into it. Anyways, 50.
Head log into a douche.
Welcome back to the show, kids. To the Giddy Up. I forgot the name of our show here on 91.5. WMFO in, as for now, beautiful Medford, Boston. It is 54 degrees. I have dyslexia. It is 54 degrees, and with the, as I like to call it, the peekaboo sun, and here is your weekend weather.
I had a dyslexic moment bringing up dyslexia. This really happened. I'm leaving the gym. I'm a little lightheaded, as usual.
Okay.
And it said, lockers for rent. I looked at it real quick. I thought it says, rockers for Lent. I'm like, what? And then I had
rockers for Lent.
Yeah. I had to do a double take.
So... Oh, look, the sun's coming.
Ooh.
So meaning we would be...
I guess the two of us would be for Lent.
For Lent. Okay.
Don't give up the giddy up for Lent, people.
No, never.
Rockers for Lent.
Don't. That's one thing that you have to keep going on is the giddy up.
Yeah. By the way, just got to thank you listeners for tuning in because no one's playing great rock music anymore on the radio.
No.
And, you know, we really appreciate that you guys hanging in. Some of the best music that's out there does not get played anymore because of, you know, the way the music industry is today. But we want to thank you guys for hanging in and listening to us. Thank you.
Always. And we will say our goodbyes in a few, about a half hour.
Never.
And, well, we hate to say our goodbyes, but we...
We'll show up at your home.
going on what the funny man just said, yes, we really appreciate you guys. And come on, you're right. Nobody plays
Nobody's
good rock and roll.
This. I mean, come
Nobody's
on.
Nobody's
I
playing
mean,
good rock and
the
roll
board
anymore.
From, I mean,
absolutely.
We hit everything. Paul,
yeah,
you do
shine
a wonderful
down.
Job from the 60s
thank you, buddy.
To today.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Because, well, you know what? When you love something and you have a passion for it, it just comes out. You don't even have to work at it.
Yeah, and you have a really good musical vocabulary.
And, well, thank you, sir.
And I hope you folks appreciate what he does week in and week out as his own music director.
Well, anyways, okay, well, I appreciate
that. If you play Kiss, you blew it.
No. That's not going to happen. It's not going to happen at all. I'd rather play this than Kiss. Absolutely. There's much more musical talent in that slide whistle than in Kiss. Okay. Anyways, kids, I'll give you our weekend weather, and as I usually do, give you the pick of the week. It's not too hard to figure out, and I'm sure everybody is panicking, and who knows? Anyways, it is 54 degrees right now in, like I said, peekaboo sun. And, we might get some showers tonight. So, basically, your Friday night is not looking too well, but it'll be the highest this weekend has to offer tomorrow. Believe it or not, it's going to be blustery and bright.
Blustery.
It's going to be double B. Highs of 42 only, lows of 27. And believe it or not, getting wound up for Sunday, which, I guess Saturday would be my pick of the weekend.
Yeah.
Unless you want to barbecue tonight, because with that peekaboo sun, you can get some barbecuing in, you know, but hunker down. on Saturday because
hey, Polly.
Because by the time
Polly,
what
do you know? Peekaboo Sun delivers.
Yes. Yeah.
And I'm too drunk to drive to a restaurant. Do they deliver?
Sunday, boys and girls, it is going to be, believe it or not, it is the first day of spring. Yes. You know, flowers blooming, birds are chirping, all that crap. And guess what else? Plenty of snow. That's right. We're talking about 8 to 12 to 18 inches of snow on the first day of spring. God bless you. Oh.
Gotta get the bread and milk.
That's right.
I gotta get the bread and milk.
That's right, kids.
Get the bread and milk. Bread and milk. Oh my God, I gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get.
Yes.
I gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk. They said snow. I gotta get the bread and milk. Oh my God. I gotta get the bread and milk. Oh my God.
That's right, kids. So get the bread and milk on Saturday, because Sunday, you might be buried. Who knows? It could be a beautiful, sunny spring day.
You better get your bread and milk, because you're going to resort to cannibalism. Do you really want to do that?
No.
Do you think long and hard?
Right. Not with the children in the house.
Don't taste like chicken. Trust me.
So that would be actually, you probably have time Sunday afternoon to get the bread and milk, because it's not going to happen until Sunday evening, later hours and into Monday morning. So the kids might not be in school on Monday. That's how bad it is. It's weird because we live in New England. We have winter weather in spring.
Spring weather?
You know, as well as we had the spring weather during the winter. So how do you even figure that out?
I don't know. I can't reconcile it in my brain.
So pick of the week will be Saturday, but only pick of the week because of shopping, grocery shopping. So you kids get out there and do what you got to do. But yeah, I can't, you know, I'm not a meteorologist, but I'll tell you right now, they're saying 8 to 12 to 18. So I don't even know.
All right, here's my
what
prediction.
To make of that.
Here's my prediction. Come Sunday, everyone's going to cancel school. Everyone.
Yeah.
I mean, even California, they're going to cancel school. That's how bad it's going to be.
Puerto Rico is going to cancel school.
Yeah, the Serengeti, canceling school. And you know what's going to happen? You're going to be stuck with a bunch of kids in the house for a rainstorm.
That's right. So break out the board games, the Monopoly, the Sorry, the Trouble, the, I don't know, the Operation. Wow, I just rattled a few off, didn't I?
Oh, look at that. What are you?
Chutes and Ladders.
Are you Milton Bradley himself? Are you one of the Parker brothers?
No, but people have referred to me as Milton Berle.
Why is that? You get a little bit of burl in the pants, huh?
Yeah, that's a little inside joke. Only me and Chris will probably get, but
yeah. Google Milton Berle plus trousers. Big in the.
All right, 3:31, kids. Play a couple songs. Do you have anything to add to this segment?
Do I ever?
I no, not really. It is a segment. So I did give the. Don't forget, kids. Stock up Sloppy Joe night tonight, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Sloppy Joe night. I'm going to do Sloppy Joe's
with
tater tots and puppy, monkey, baby.
Puppy, monkey, baby.
That's right. So don't forget that, which is another sponsor. Oh, I already said that.
Yes.
Yes. Puppy, monkey, baby, proud sponsor of the Giddy Up and the parade coming April 1st.
Yes, the April 1st parade.
On Tufts University on the campus. Starts at College Ave. We will be reporting live right outside the station here on the corner of College Ave in Boston.
This is something. This is the first year we have been selected
to broadcast
live.
I feel like Al Roker, and you look like...
Katie Couric.
Yes, you do. No, well, she hasn't done that for a while. Matt Lauer.
Last time I watched the parade, I tell you. Sucking that underdog thing.
What?
That underdog thing. That float. The underdog float.
The underdog float.
That's still happening.
All right. Well, we will be reporting all the floats that go by the campus.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a great day for everybody to be had. So you guys plan ahead and pack up the kids and, you know, your umbrellas and everything and get ready. And come on down to the station and watch the parade.
I don't think we can say yet, but there is going to be a very, very special event at the end of the parade.
I know,
but,
I didn't want to bring that up, but that's okay.
I got it on the email.
It's a few weeks away.
But, I got it on the email, but I don't think we can say it yet. But once we get closer to the parade, I think day of, we can announce it.
Okay.
But folks, you're going to be stunned, surprised.
Without doubt.
Yes. You'll cry.
Every emotion possible will come out of your body.
Laugh, cry, and
that's right.
Probably eat a sausage from the street vendors that are out there. By the way, Frankie has agreed to make meatballs and be
That'd be great.
The official meatball vendor,
the meatball cart
of the April 1st parade.
Hey, Frankie, hit me up later on. Yeah.
Yep.
That'd be great. If Frankie makes his famous meatballs, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he'll be selling them.
Whew. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, this thing is really snowballing, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And absolutely.
Of course, the real reason Tina is up in Canada, that she's learning to make poutine.
You're not supposed to give that away yet. Mm-hmm. Yes, she's going to have her own poutine tart.
Just what everybody wants.
Everybody wants the poutine from Tina.
She'll be broadcasting, but she'll be having a surrogate shelling out the poutine.
All right, kids. 3:34 in the afternoon. We're gonna take a quick break, play a couple songs, and be back with some goodbye. Not really goodbyes, but so longs for now. And we're just gonna keep going until they kick us out. We're gonna lock the doors down.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're mad as hell, and we are not gonna take it anymore. All right, Chris. Tell them what we're listening to, pal.
You're listening to the Giddy Up. On WMFO 91.5, you're listening online at MFO.org in Medford, Boston.
We'll be right back, kids.
Well, Mama told me when I was young, said, sit beside me, my only son, and listen closely to what I say, and if you do this, it'll help you some sunny day. Time, don't live too fast. Troubles will come, and they will pass. You'll find a woman, oh yeah, and you'll find love. And don't forget that there is a someone. In your soul, and you can do this, oh baby, if you try. All that I want for you, my son, is to be worry. You'll find yourself. Follow your heart and nothing else. And you can do this, oh baby, if you try. All that I want for you, my son, is to be satisfied and be a simple kind of man. Oh, be something you love and understand. Baby, be a simple kind of man. Oh, won't you do this for me, son? If you
One of our favorite songs here at the Giddy Up, me and Chris especially, Trampled Underfoot by our favorite group of all time, Led Zeppelin. We just got the lead out. That's right.
I'm sweating.
That's right. 3:45 in the afternoon, 54 degrees here in Medford, Boston. You are listening to the Giddy Up here. Only you can hear it here on WMFO 91.5 on the beautiful, beautiful Tufts campus here in Medford, Boston. So
in 2 weeks, Tufts campus will be rocking and rolling. College Ave.
You'll have those people pushing the shopping carts with all the balloons.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, maybe there'll be balloon heads of us. That would be really cool.
Yeah.
Could you imagine that?
There's a little problem with that.
What's that?
Well,
copyright?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Well, I have no problem. Anybody can put my head on a stick and call it a balloon, because I think I've had some experience with that.
Well, we can negotiate with the vendors. We just want to make sure that we're it's not about the money. It's more about the art. We just want to
I don't want a kickback or anything.
No, we just want to make sure our likenesses are represented properly.
Okay.
On balloons.
You know what? Chris is married to a lawyer, and I think it's rubbing off on him very, very much now. Because I don't even know what he's talking about half the time anymore.
Yes, do I.
Or any less. Okay. 3:47. You know, we go to 4, but we could probably, you know, overstep our boundaries, which is unlike us. To do the normal situation. But apparently the show after us. So we might play. So you guys hang in there. But we are going to say our goodbyes now. That doesn't mean we're going to go goodbye. We're not going to go bye-bye. But we'll play some, you know, hang in there for another half anyways. And some more kick-ass rock and roll. And we just want to kind of, you know, send you out, and hopefully everybody is over the hangover. Hopefully we made you laugh. We made you, no, not cry, but crying laughing would be more of what I'm trying to get at. And, you know, have a great weekend. And as I said, hunker down, because Sunday night seems to be not good. I'm only going on what they say. I'm not a meteorologist, But get the bread and milk. At least get the bread and milk.
You do have the room with all the maps and the charts and everything. You do.
Well, I do. But that's it's a hobby.
Yeah.
It's a hobby. I have a special room. And it's not like, you know, the room that Tookie took us into. Mine is a weather room. Okay.
It was a weather room. Whether or not my pants were going to be on.
So I hope you kids enjoyed the show. Chris, I'm going to let you start off your goodbyes and your personal shout-outs if you'd like.
Yeah, well, I just want to thank all you guys for listening, hanging into us. And, you know, once again, I just want to really thank Paulie for the great music he's been laying down today. Thank you, Tina, for calling in to make it the International Giddy Up. And remember, right. Get that poutine recipe. or just get a whole bunch and we'll reverse engineer it. And as I like to say, is my new saying, and I want you kids to take this advice. So, you know, I don't know if you know this, but I'm giving the, what's that speech called? Commencement speech at Tufts this year.
Yes. So, I have it, actually.
Yes.
I have a copy of it.
So, as I tell the students at the end of my speech.
Drunk and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
And then that would be the commencement speech.
Well, actually, that was freshman orientation. Go as fast as you can, as far as you can, as long as you can.
All right, man.
That's my advice to
you. That's very inspirational. And from our inspirational speaker, the funny man, that was really great. Is that it, buddy?
No. Well, that's it?
That's it.
Him?
And I want to thank you all, as I do every week. You guys are the best. Thank you for listening in. If it wasn't for you, we would not be here. You guys are the best. And we do have a great fan base. And I don't know if you want to call it a fan base, listener base, but you guys rock. And I always say, always rock and never roll. We're going to take a 166-hour break, maybe a little less, maybe 165 and a half. But next week, we have a big show for you guys, and we will continue on with the big parade going on April 1, the springtime parade that we and we are very proud to be the sponsors of it this year, the Giddy Up. Now, that was a big thing to be asked to do. Yeah. On the station, and we are going to take over. We're going to be like Al Roker and
Jim Morrison,
Matt Lauer.
Oh.
No, let's hope not. Let's hope it turns out better than that. And as I always say, stay Boston strong, boys and girls.
Paulie, before you go, I just got an email from the Medford Police.
Oh, okay.
They're saying that you can put your chairs on the parade route. But it has to be...
On the sidewalk?
Yes. But okay. It has to be. But it's 24 hours. Anything outside of 24 hours, your chairs will be confiscated and they'll be thrown out. So okay, if you want to line up for the parade route, you can start Thursday at 2 p.m. on the 31st of March.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that PSA. And no, good information, you know, for the kids that want to get a good seat. Just make sure you're on the sidewalk, you know.
Just make sure it's going to be a big 24 day. Hours. They big, don't want they don't day. Want you, you know, because I guess it attracts a massive crowd.
It absolutely does. I mean, we've only watched it. We've never been a part of it, which we are very, very excited and honored to be a part of this.
So we'll be outside broadcasting live. Please come by and say hello to us.
At least, yeah.
At the Giddy Up tent.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, with that being said, and I want to say thank you to, of course, Tina Marie and all the kids, you know, and Emily, and of course, Ryan, Nick, Kaylee, Christina, and all the kids that are with her, and God bless you, hon. You're probably doing a great job, but going out of your mind. And we will see you guys next week. With bells on. That's just an expression, by the way.
Now he tells me.
Yeah, now, right, because Chris showed up with those elf shoes with the the bells on the end. And one more thing. Like I said, stay tuned because we're probably not going to go away real quick. But stay tuned. And I just want to apologize to Donald Trump, who was in the green room. Man, how could we... We ran out of time. How do we run out of time for Trump?
Well, for he's on Don. Every other show, so...
The Don.
He's on every other show.
I love him. I love the Don. Somebody's going to kill him. Anyways, all right, kids. Thank you for listening in. And stay tuned, because we might go over our boundaries. And if we do, that's okay with us. And I hope it's okay with you. So we'll see you next week. And thank you for listening in. This is the Giddy Up, signing out. Right, Christopher?
Yep.
All right,
should
kids.
We wish somebody a happy birthday before?
Of course.
Oh. Jerry?
Oh, that's right. How could I forget? Jerry Cantrell, who is part of my favorite group in the world.
Turns 50 today.
That's right. He does. 50. 50.
It's 5-0.
That's right. And not in the bad way. All right. So happy birthday, Jerry Cantrell. And this is one of the most famous Alice in Chains songs that I think Jerry sings this, right?
Yeah, co-lead vocal with
he does. And rest in peace, Lane, and rest in peace.
Frank Sinatra Jr. passed away. Heart attack, age 72.
And well, not to get into it now, but they found new evidence about Kurt Cobain and the rifle. Anyways. It's too late for that now.
There's been a lot of talk about that for 20 years now.
All right, so this goes out to a good friend, Jerry Cantrell, and hey, maybe he can join us at the parade. That would be great.
Good. Is he good?
All right. Happy half a century. See, that's tough to say. Go ahead, say it.
Yeah, but you're a radio professional.
I am not.
You can do it.
I portray one in real life, but I am not... By any means.
Well, I betray one in real life.
You betray. All right. This goes out to all my Alice fans. And we love you guys. Thank you very, very much for tuning in. Hang tight because, there might be more silliness after the 4 o'clock hour, I should say. So hang in there, kids. This goes out to Jerry.
Have a great weekend, kids. Get the bread and milk. First day of spring, Sunday. We'll see you.